The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings and salutations. This is the Creditor here with the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This week, we're interviewing Sally Wicket. You know her better as Squeak, or perhaps Dr. Grease Monkey. So let's get started. The first question we asked Sally was, what was your first introduction to Robots of the Company?
Man, that's so long ago, I honestly don't remember. It was probably listening to the first episode, and then either seeing an audition call out or John emailed and said, hey, would you be interested in playing this role? Because I'd been doing a few other roles for various stories in Dream Realm Enterprises at the time. But man, that's a long time ago.
Well, Sally, you played a few characters in Robots over the years. Primarily, it has been Squeak and, of course, that crazy Dr. Grease Monkey. Which character that you played do you feel has stood out the most? And which character was your favorite?
I mean, it's obviously between Grease Monkey and Squeak because, I mean, you know, yes, I've played other characters, but they were all one-offs. I think in both cases, Dr. Grease Monkey edges out just a little past Squeak. Because he's so crazy. Just crazy, crazy, and because of the accent. Especially because of the accent.
Would you play either of those two characters again?
I don't know if I would play Squeak again. I think it would depend on the story, how she was reintroduced, because she I think, really ran her course in the story, in ROTC as it developed. Dr. Grease Monkey, however, I would play again in a heartbeat because, oh, fun.
Sally, what influenced your performances as Squeak and Dr. Grease Monkey?
You know, I had this horrible realization just in like the past 2 or 3 weeks or so. My fiance's been watching Powerpuff Girls, and there's that evil monkey on Powerpuff Girls, and I think his name is Mojo Gojo, and yeah. I don't know how much he influenced me subconsciously, because I'm sure it wasn't conscious, because I hadn't seen Powerpuff Girls in many years when I started doing Dr. Grease Monkey, but there was this uncomfortable, oh yeah, feeling. As for Squeak, I don't know that I have any specific influences, well, other than maybe like Betty Boop, especially in her early hello boys phase, when she was a lot more like that than she was later on.
Dr. Grease Monkey was clearly a villain, but Squeak's past is a bit shady too. Could she be considered a villain?
Oh, I don't want to call Squeak a villain. She definitely has a shady past. She's definitely done things that she's not proud of. She makes a really interesting protagonist. Not an anti-hero, not the hero. Not that character of moral good and everything, but she has a tendency to, she'll take the path of least resistance. She'll get backed into a corner and do whatever she has to get out of that corner. She fights dirty, admittedly, but it's not out of she wants to be evil. It's not like Dr. Grease Monkey. It's more like rock, hard place, I'm gonna get out no matter what it takes. Honestly, that's how I would play Squeak again, is like if we did some kind of backstory thing with her, like before she was part of ROTC. Yeah, I think she's got some interesting stories to tell that she doesn't tell. Unless you get her into her alcohol a little, maybe.
Do you have a favorite character in Robots of the Company? It can be one that you've played, Or not? Which character and why?
Favorite character? Well, duh, Zippity-Doo. Who else could it be? Isn't Briscoe everybody's favorite character? Okay. Putch is a close second.
What are your thoughts on the 10th anniversary of Robots of the Company?
It's amazing that it's the 10th anniversary of Robots of the Company, and that it's been in my life for 10 years. That's crazy. That's really cool, too. I think it relates to the appeal of the show, because it's a very flexible, adaptable format. I mean, yes, you're dealing with robots, but these are very human robots who are dealing with robot bureaucracy and who are quirky and sometimes crazy, and they all have their unique personalities, and the very format of the show kind of allows you to play with different genres and parody different genres, and I think that's probably why it has lasted so long, because you can go in so many different directions with it.
Well, Sally, we thank you for joining us. You have been listening to the Robots of the Company 10th Anniversary Interview Show. This time we talked to Sally Wiggett. The music included in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The writer, post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. And thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, please do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We'll be back again the next time with yet another interview. Don't you miss it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you, can you guess? To please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.